Receive 7 years warranty plus 3 years free servicing on legendary trike. See your Mitsubishi dealer today. Welcome to Footy Finals Week. And just like a sex doll wearing a Penrith Panthers jersey, MG is pumped up.
Really? We're going to say that?
This is the Triple M Panther Hour.
So that means your 2020 Dally M medalist is Jack Whiten from the Canberra Raiders.
Yes, MG, Jack Whiten winning the game's highest honour last night, the Dally M medal. Congratulations, Jack. A surprise winner, though.
Oh, yeah, look, he came home with a dead set wet sail. Very much a surprise, but not undeserved. Most, including myself, had Nathan Cleary winning the Dally M, and even Gutho second was somewhat of a surprise, but again, it was well-deserved.
Absolutely. We're going to break down the team of the year. MG, you went very well with your predictions, might I add. What was the final tally?
Oh, 12 from 15.
12 from 15. Pretty good going. We'll break those down very shortly. The teams are in for the big game, the NRL Grand Final. One team goes in unchanged. The other with a bit of reshuffling, though.
A bit of a reshuffle.
Yeah,
yes.
A bit of reshuffle.
But that's kind of just shuffling the deck chairs. And we'll have the other perspective later on. I know it's the Panther Hour, but have my brother on to discuss everything Melbourne Storm. Matty Guy will be joining us.
Oh, what about that? If you're a fan of the guys, as we all are, we've got two of the greats on the show tonight. He's coming up just after 6:30. And, of course, MG, the Panther quiz is back. We've got another double to give away to Sunday's big game. This is... I'm so proud of you for robbing the NRL of these tickets so that we can share them with the Rush Hour family.
I think I left my balaclava there. That's the bad thing about it, but...
This is the Panther Hour with MG and Liam. And here's another banger from 1991, MG, your year of glory with Penrith.
Life is a highway, baby.
Absolutely. Coming up next, the Dally M's, Jack Whiten. Was Nathan Cleary robbed? Oh, don't mention the leak.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Panther Hour with MG and Liam all this week. Starting the show off with a hit from 1991. The year of your glory, MG, with the Penrith Panthers.
Can never get enough of 1991.
I love it. Love it a lot.
Let's do this.
Trending now.
I just think at that time, you know, I had a good look in the mirror, got two beautiful girls, and I just had to make a change, you know. So it was a pretty easy choice, you know, go one way or the other, and this is the one I picked, and yeah.
The 2020 Dally M medalist, Jack Whiten from the Canberra Raiders, speaking last night, MG, after he accepted the award, and about how he has turned his life around on and off the field. It was a little over 2 years ago when that CCTV footage emerged of him out the front of a Canberra pub in a brawl, and his career is at the crossroads.
Fantastic redemption story. And I doubt whether he would have been given that award last night if it wasn't for Ricky Stewart, who persisted with him. And we all know how good of a player he is, and he had obviously had a few demons away from the field. Who hasn't? But well done to him. He's just done a big 360, and he's now the best player in our game, voted by his peers.
Nathan Cleary, overwhelming favourite heading into last night's count. Do you think he was robbed?
Oh, look, I think it was a shock, because everybody picked him to be the Dally M medalist, but I think he was kind of it was guilty of being in such a great team.
Yeah.
You know, Luai got points, Fisher Harris got points, they all got points.
And
Isaiah Yeo, and you know, five Panthers made the team of the year, and they got the coach of the year as well. So you can bet your bottom dollar them points were spread out pretty well across that whole season. But yeah, I thought Nathan Cleary was probably the standout of the year, but I'm not begrudging one second Whiten or Gutho. The fact that, look, to pull off the awards the way they did last night was epic, Liam, I thought.
Yeah.
Given the current climate and the bubbles, etc., the hologram-looking interviews, I love that type
a bit
of thing.
Star Trek-y, wasn't it?
No, I loved it. I think it was fantastic.
You'd do everything by hologram if you could.
Oh, 100%.
You'd never leave the compound.
I would just press a button and go, here I am, look. And I've even got some hair this time. I think that, look, the tension of the count was good. Up until the last round, we thought, okay, this is round 20, and Gutho needs this amount, Jack Whiten needs this, Jack Whiten's rested, Nathan Cleary needs this amount, and Nathan Cleary and Gutho didn't poll in the last round, and so consequently, Jack Whiten was judged the best player in the game, and The only problem was we all knew by 6:30. That was the only thing.
We are going to be speaking about the league tonight.
Yeah, that was disappointing. But as for the awards, I enjoyed them, and I enjoyed seeing Jack Whiten. Well, that's two controversies he's been involved with, because last year he got the Clive Churchill Medal in a losing team, which I don't believe should ever happen, because I don't believe the best team players should come from a losing team. Otherwise, his team should have won.
Yeah.
But that's another debate for another day. Mm. But last night, he came home with a wet sail. I think he got three or four Man of the Match awards in the last six rounds, and thoroughly deserves to be crowned the best player in the game. Unfortunate for Gutherson and Cleary in particular, but that's them's the breaks.
Yeah, absolutely. We are going to, just before 7 o'clock, MG does have a statement of sorts prepared regarding the leak that occurred last night around the awards. Very quickly, though,
statement.
We should, the team of the year, the full team of the year, you made your prediction and went very well, mind you. You nailed the front row of Papali, Smith and Fisher-Harris. You got Kickow, you got Yo. You had Jaden Sewell, but Tohu Harris got the other second row spot.
Much deserved.
Yep. Your halves, you nailed Jack White and Nathan Cleary. Wingers, you went one for two. Josh Adokar, you did pick correctly. David Nofaluma was the other one. You said Alex Johnston.
Yes. And Katoni Staggs and Steve Crichton. I had Stephen Crichton.
You did.
I'll get to that later anyway as well, the point system of how they come up with the team of the year as well.
You're not happy with that either.
Little bee in my bonnet about that.
Okay, it sounds like really the only thing you enjoyed last night was the holograms.
I love the holograms.
I didn't. I found it so awkward.
Did you?
I found it very strange and off-putting.
But you've got to put in the context the current situation we find ourselves in.
And I get it.
With the social distancing and all that type of stuff, we've got to make sure that these guys are in a bubble, don't forget. You know, and they've got grand finals to play. And
I understand. So, I wanted Von Sampson or one of the others.
You want to see Dr. Spock walk out or something?
I wanted one of them to go up and like karate chop through the body of the hologram just to show that it was a hologram. Speaking of teams, that was a great team of the year announced last night, but we got two big teams we've got to talk about next.
Yes.
The grand final teams are in. One side is unchanged. One has done some shuffling. We're going to get to those next. The Panther Hour with MG and Liam. Triple Panther.
Turn this up.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Panther Hour with MG and Liam on Triple Panther. Paint it black. That's what they'll be doing on the streets of Penrith if things go their way Sunday night, MG.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a party.
Hey, the Rush Hour brought to you by our mates at Mitsubishi. You can score 7 years warranty, 3 years free servicing on Triton GLXR manual with 3.1-ton towing for just $39,990 drive away. Plus, for ABN holders like yourself, MG, it can also qualify as an instant asset write-off.
Sure can.
Which is fantastic news. MG, it's our final Teamless Tuesday of the NRL season.
Everybody's talked about them being the team of the future.
The Triple M Rush Hours, Teamless Tuesdays.
Teams are in, the Melbourne Storm unchanged. They head into Sunday's grand final with the exact same 17 that they rolled through the Canberra Raiders with. But the Penrith Panthers bring back a bloke by the name of Viliami Kikau into the starting 13.
Not a bad bloke to bring back into a grand final.
Kurt Capewell drops to the bench. The other interesting talking point is Brent Naden, who did not see a second of game time in the prelim. He's been named to start at centre and Tyrone May reverts to the bench.
Yeah, look, it was another shock decision, I suppose you would say, because we were watching as we were sitting around at ANZ Stadium before the game, and the teams came through, and myself and Gerds said to each other, wow, that's a bit of a shock seeing Naden out on the bench, carrying a centre on the bench. But I saw his rationale. He brought in Tyrone May, who is probably a better defender than Brent Naden, and he scored a great try for a little kick. So he offers a lot more as far as enterprise goes, but I think what we did lack, and when I say we, obviously I'm talking about Penrith, lacked a bit of speed out wide, which Brent Naden could attract to, you know, in this game. I think bringing him back in the, I think we need Brent Naden to be at his best. I think Brent Naden's got the ability to score tries from anywhere. We need that. And against Melbourne Storm, you need that because you've got to fight fire with fire at some stage in this game.
What does Brent provide to his the man outside him as well, Josh Mansell? Does he bring him into the game because a little bit more? Mansell a little bit quiet in the win over the Bunnies as well.
I think as far as the team fits, I think that was a... Look, he played his cards pretty well, Ivan, in that game, I think, for the big game, but I don't think he should probably have any surprises coming out. Mm. I think Tyrone May coming off the bench is a... such an X factor. He can go and play anywhere in the back line. He can play hooker. He can play second row. He can play lock. He's the consummate utility.
Yep.
And I think to have that on the bench is such a weapon. Spencer Leanham is unlucky. He missed out. Young Jack Kenny, obviously, is
Mitch
another
Kenny,
one.
Yeah.
Mitch Kenny. But I think that's a really strong team Penrith have got. I really do. I think Moses Liatta is in career best form. To bring Tedovano off the bench, you notice when Tedovano comes off the bench because there's an automatic lift in performance from the Panthers. So, both teams epic, and I cannot wait till Sunday.
How good is it that we've got two essentially fully fit teams contesting this grand final? No suspensions, no injuries.
It seems to be every year we have one player from one team either sitting on the sideline through an injury or through a suspension. And now we've got the two best teams all year playing on the biggest day there is in rugby league with no excuses.
Mm. And you've got a bloke by the name of Billy Kickow who's been a caged Panther for the past last weekend.
Look out. And Jared Sutton, we've got to congratulate Jared Sutton
Absolutely.
On being named the referee for the encounter.
Yep.
I think he's been the most consistent all year, so well done to Jared.
Well done to everybody who's going to play a role in Sunday's grand final and to the NRLW teams as well. If you missed it, you can head to our Instagram page at Rush Hour Triple M. We walk through both the Roosters and the Broncos team for that NRLW lineup. All right, if you want to see these games in person... 133353.
What's our hint?
It's about Panthers again.
There you go.
133353. If you want to win grand final tickets, give us a call now.
Completely unbiased. Hey, look, we'll give any team a fair go. But, the Triple M Panther Hour.
For the first time since 2003, the Panthers are into the grand final.
Penrith come up with it. It's all over.
And we've got your tickets.
Remarkable!
This is the Rush Hour's Panther Quiz.
Yes, this Sunday it all comes down to just 80 minutes where everything's on the line. It's anyone's game, MGM. We've got a double to give away.
Certainly have. Your name is your buzzer and welcome Steve from the Blue Mountains. Stevie, how are you, my man?
Good, boys. How are you?
Fantastic. Stuart from Mount Coringai. Hello, Stewie.
G'day, guys.
Now, gentlemen, This is, of course, the Nobody Loses Quiz as well, MG.
Nobody Loses Quiz, because if you do happen to miss out on the tickets, you will get some cabbage to spend on your next KO subscription.
So you can still watch the game in style. All right, gentlemen, the question's your name is your buzzer. First question, the Carolina Panthers play in which American sports league?
Steve.
I heard.
NFL.
Correct.
All right. Question two, Stewie, you need this one to stay alive. In Australian folklore, a black panther is said to live in which blue mountain?
Steve.
He's very good.
Which blue mountains?
Yes.
You need a question. Blue Mountains National Park. No idea.
Oh, no. Okay, Stu, you get the rest of the question here. You're still alive.
Oh.
In Australian folklore, a black panther is said to live in which blue mountains town beginning with L?
Let's
go. It's coming down on tiebreaker.
Oh, my goodness. Get ready, boys. Get your tongues ready to get that around the Steve and the Stewie. Come on.
Get your tongues ready.
This is the tickets, baby.
Here we go.
The grand final.
Chadwick Boseman played the title character in which...
Stewart. I'll say the Black Panther.
Oh, my goodness.
Stuart, you've won yourself a double to Sunday's game. Steve, we got some cabbage your way for a KO subscription, mate.
Thanks, boys.
Enjoy Sunday.
Outstanding.
Good on you, Steve. That's good sportsmanship.
We love it. The Panther Hour. More tickets tomorrow. Matt Guyer up next.
Yeah, come on, bro.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It is the Panther Hour with MG and Liam. It's grand final week. Melbourne v Penrith. It's Victoria v New South Wales. It's the Storm Dynasty versus these young Panther Cubs, MG. And excitingly for me, it's Gaia v Gaia.
Brother v brother.
Brother v brother. Sibling rivalry reborn. It is a great pleasure to welcome onto the Rush Hour Matt Guyer, all the way from the Gold Coast. G'day, Matt.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Buffa, you'd be used to this. Melbourne being in the last 28 grand finals in a row. For me, it's been 17 years, so all these extracurricular interviews and stuff I've been doing have kind of taken me sideways a bit. So how are you feeling after another grand final for the Melbourne Storm?
I must admit, it is. While you don't expect them to be premiers every year, I do have that expectation that when Melbourne take the field in round one, that they'll be there at the end of the year. Like, I know throughout the years, when they've lost, you know, Inglis and Slater and Cronk and players of the such and Hoffman, some of the greats of the game, they've always been, you know, oh, Melbourne will be lucky to make the eight. And we've always had that habit of having a look at who was there rather than who wasn't there. And I was looking at watching that post-match conference with Bellyache and Cam the other night, and I was like, how could you ever back a team with those two involved? It's just too hard, and they've created a great dynasty and had a great support. But yeah, it's this time of the year, hopefully we're getting used to it.
It's a special club, and you know, for all as much as us up here in Sydney and you know, Queensland seem to have embraced the Melbourne Storm, but I think deep down everybody envies the way they just keep on producing success after success. And you, someone like Billy Slater exit stage left, and along comes Pappenhausen, and Jerome Hughes comes along, and after Cronk vacates the premises, and this Craig Bellamy, tell us how special he is.
Yeah, I can't, mate. I need to sit around for probably hours and hours and just tell you a few of the stories, but he just got that knack. And I think also, he's the top of the tree, and obviously, but he's got a great team around him, and he has all throughout the years. You see so many coaches that have worked under him have gone off and been successful at other clubs as well. But the best thing I could say, like the first day he arrived in Melbourne, we used to do a thing called the tan track around Melbourne. We were scared, like we never used to like do. It was a 3.85k run around the tan, the Botanical Gardens. And Bellyache's first day, 2003, we had this rumour, and it was Denny Williams circulating it, so no one believed it because Denny was full of. I think you and him went to the same school. he was saying, no, when Bellyache turns up, we're going to do 2 10. We're going, go away. He goes, mate, I'm hearing it. And sure enough, we did. But the other thing is Bellyache runs them with you. You know, like, so he was 40 and he was running with the front pack. And yeah, like that, he would have, like, and don't get me wrong, I know what he would have done. He would have been training for months to make sure that send that message and say, like, you know, I'm in it with you. And we ran and ran and ran that pre-season and every pre-season since. But he just has his standard. And if you don't fit in, well, then you don't survive.
Cameron Smith, the future immortal, also one of your best mates. Are you looking forward to being able to hang out on the Gold Coast with him next year once he retires?
I hope not.
I tried.
Oh, come on, mate. You've got to do better than
that. No, you know what? I hope so or I hope not. Mark, you can attest to this, and I certainly can. Like, when our careers were winding up, like, and I don't want to compare myself to Cameron, but when my career was winding up, I was 33. If I stayed another year, I would have been fighting for my spot in the NRL team, maybe on the bench or maybe playing reserve grade. So I was like, why not try and go out on top, which I managed to. Although we got beat 40-0, that wouldn't be on top. I did play in a grand final. This bloke, he's 37. He just finished fourth in the Dally M. He missed 3 games, so he may have won it if he hung around. And if they picked an Australian team tomorrow and he made himself eligible, he'd captain it.
Yeah, of course.
You know, like, he's not fading off. It's phenomenal. Like, DeMount, he plays every minute of every game in the middle with 120-kilo front rowers run at him, and he doesn't raise a sweat.
It is going to be an entertaining one, that's for sure. We got two very exciting teams, as you mentioned. All right, Matt, give us a winner, give us a margin, and give us a Clive Churchill tip.
Well, I have to go with, you know, I have to go with my heart, obviously. Yeah, look, I think Penrith by, you know, less than 10. I mean,
Penrith.
Make sure Melbourne. You record that. Did you just record that? Yeah, that was recorded.
Yeah,
you
said Penrith. Out.
Wow, that's going to be a promo for the next week, brother.
Yeah, the Storm by probably less than 10, and yeah, you've got to give it to Cam.
An absolute pleasure to have Matt Geyer on the show, a Storm legend. Enjoy the weekend, Matt. Enjoy the game. And
thanks,
look,
Liam.
Put it this way, one of the guys will be happy on Monday morning.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. One of us will be very happy.
Because the final outcome is not in doubt. The countdown to grand final day. Triple M's Panther Hour.
Here we go.
The Rush Hour odds update. Proudly brought to you by PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app today.
Yes, and we welcome in from PointsBet, Elliot Forbes. G'day, Elliot.
Liam, MG, how are we, boys?
Flying, brother.
We're going
flying.
Very well. Every day is a day closer to the NRL Grand Final. Storm v Panthers. Who do the punters like at this point of the week?
The punters at PointsBet, they're pretty keen on the Melbourne Storm here. $1.65. Penrith, sorry, MG, slightly easy out to 2.20.
Well, I must confess, I like that. It makes my little wager even more profound now.
What about some elite odds on this game from PointsBet, Elliot?
Josh Adokar or Nathan Cleary to score a try at any stage of the grand final, $2.50. So the elite odds, Adokar and Cleary to score a try, $2.50 at PointsBet.
Mate, another big weekend of racing. What elite odds do the guys at PointsBet have for the Cox Plate?
Yeah, massive race, the Cox Plate. Russian Camelot running. First or second, you're going to get $4 at PointsBet. So Russian Camelot is currently the favourite with us at PointsBet at $4.80, and you're getting $4 to run top two Russian Camelot.
There you go. Easy as that. Check out PointsBet. Great odds and offers. Download the PointsBet app today. Remember to gamble responsibly. Elliot Forbes, a pleasure. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Thanks, boys. Talk to you then.
This is the Panther Hour with MG and Liam. It's what everyone was talking about last night. The Dally M medal result leak. MG's fired up about that next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
This is the Panther Hour on Triple Panther with Liam and MG. Tomorrow on the show, MG, we are going to be joined by the bloke from the Penrith Panthers that I think could take home the Clive Churchill medal, Jerome Luai.
Nice selection. He's in a rich vein of form, and I would not discount that at all.
Yeah, all right. But before we go,
the new Hino 300 series, built for safety, ready for anything. That's another Hino advantage.
MG, every Tuesday you're unloading on something big in the world of sport, and the best bit for everybody else is they can submit their own sports dump on the Triple M Win page and go in the draw to win a Hino 300 Series tipper truck worth over $56,000 drive away.
That's fantastic. I reckon there would have been a lot of dumps last night all over Sydney, all over Queensland when the Dally M started unravelling. I was on air last night with yourself, and I started getting text messages at about 20 past six, telling me the eventual winner of the Dally M Award, which was Jack Whiten. While no way, shape or form do I begrudge the winner, the way I found out was totally, totally, totally wrong. I don't get how we're such a prestigious award. Before it starts, we know who's going to win it. I don't know how this happens. There's got to be an investigation. I know there has to be an investigation.
There's going to be an investigation into it.
So there should be, because it just takes away the prestige of the event. I'm lucky enough to be a Dally M judge, and I feel honoured to be able to vote on the best players in any particular game, but it needs an overhaul. Why the team of the year isn't judged on how many points you accrue, I will never know. What's the point of having points if you're going to make a team of the year? Katoni Staggs, who got 1 point in the whole year, he's the centre of the year. I don't get that. What's the point of having points? The two centres who got the most points are the two best centres on the points. They should be the centres. Not someone who's got 1 point. How's he the best centre in the competition?
Yes, okay, I see your point. So you're basically saying you get to the end of the votes and you work your way down.
You do. Okay, the fullback with the most votes, there's our fullback for the year. The wingers with the most votes, there's our two wingers. The centres with the most votes, there's our two centres.
I like that, because what you could actually do is update the team of the year throughout the night. Here's what it looks like if the count ended right now. And then you've won me over. Just on the leak, getting back to that. If I'm the NRL, and we are media, we weren't given the advance. We didn't know who was going to win it. We weren't subject to the embargo because we weren't told. But if I'm the NRL, next year's event, guess what? Don't tell the media. Why do they need to know in advance?
I don't know why anybody needs to know the eventual winner.
Does the extra hour to prepare a story matter?
No, surely not.
Like, guess what? It's not as though the media won't cover the award night anyway. Guess what they're still going to write about? Whiten winning the Dally M. Whether you tell them 2 hours, 3 hours in advance, or they find out when everyone else finds out.
Touché. I love how you're joining in on the dump tonight.
Oh,
it's good.
Well, like that.
I like it.
Because it ruined the spectacle for so many people last night. Oh,
I wasn't riveted because I knew the outcome.
I felt sorry for your brother-in-law, Greg Alexander, who was on Fox Sports coverage, having to sit there and pretend as though the last three rounds were going to be something exciting and we didn't know what was going to happen. I was yelling at the screen, Brandy, Jack Whiten wins. We found out 2 hours ago.
I know.
Sorry.
On our biggest night of awards, we've got to do better as a code, and it's got to change. Something's got to change.
But well done, Jack Whiten. Very well.
Well done, Jack Whiten. Well done, Clint Gutherson. Well done, Nathan Cleary.
There you go. That was a bit of a combined dump, MG, which was a bit of fun. If you've got your own sports dump, head to the Triple M Win page and you go in the draw to win the new Hino 300 Series tipper truck, built for safety, ready for anything. That's another Hino advantage. MG, we got to go. Jerome Luai on the show tomorrow. The Panther Hour continues in grand final week.
Cannot wait. As always, thank you so much for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay pantherish.
Receive 7 years warranty plus 3 years free servicing on legendary trut. See your Mitsubishi dealer today.